Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Ann.
Hi.
I'm afraid there's no other way to translate the term zero tolerance other than making it equate to zero justice, zero intelligence, zero fairness, and zero fundamental justice. I am astounded that of all the countries in the world, the United States of America would resort to this kind of tactic. This is something you'd expect in the Soviet Union or some communist country where they have no regard for individual justice or rights whatsoever, and these things aren't a matter for concern. To see this happen in North America is just a shocking to me.
Okay, what bothers you about it, Bob?
Well, for starters, the innocent are treated like the guilty. There's no recourse for these people. I mean, you know, this just opens up. You know, drug laws have never worked. They never will work. Customs officials have been telling us for years and years now that it's hopeless, that the tide of drugs coming into Canada, the States, and every other country in the world is greater than it has ever been. And this will never change. And the stronger our laws are against the drugs, the more incentive we give drug pushers and people to import them at the higher prices. It becomes a smaller risk for a bigger take. And it's, you know, drug laws are really a quick road to a police state and a violent society. How, you know, we've already seen this guy that's off Florida, he loses his yacht. Did you see on Channel 7 News the other night what the police are doing in Detroit to the blacks in certain areas? If they find a black person on the street and he has cash on him, they take the cash, whether it's associated with drugs or not. They give him no receipt, no recourse, no way to determine whether he's guilty or innocent of his crime. What do you think this is going to do to our system of justice? I think, you know, the first thing a lot of drug pushers are going to say, well, we're going to arm ourselves to the teeth. We're going to make sure that we protect our interests, and that if we are confronted by anything, it's going to be violence right on the spot.
All right, let's talk about the border crossings, mm-hmm. though, and how effective this might be. There are those who feel, Bob, that by getting tough like this and threatening people with the confiscation of their vehicles, that this is going to discourage casual drug users from crossing the border with, you know, a few joints, whatever, and that somehow this is going to dry up the big sources.
Oh, it might discourage a handful of people, but it isn't even going to touch the tip of the iceberg. I mean, the people who really know how to move these illicit drugs and stuff are not going to take the usual routes. I mean, okay, let's say they can take your car away. What are you going to do? Well, you rent a car then, and you don't care who takes it. I mean, all of the only victims of these laws are innocent people. I have read so many cases of women at borders who have been body searched. By every other description, that would be called rape. But because a customs officer can say that he's looking for drugs, it's justified.
Well, except they always have women customs officers do the searching, Bob.
Does that make any difference? I mean, the fact is, your body is violated. There's nothing inherent in the nature of drug use that justifies the kind of laws we have. I personally believe there should be one principle behind every law dealing with every type of drug abuse, including alcohol, and that is that the user should be responsible for his actions and that the law should bring the full recourse of its weight down if someone does something that inadvertently or on purpose or whatever hurts people around him. But as far as people taking drugs themselves, you're never going to have a law that'll stop that. And what really frightens me is how easy it would be for a police officer to go up to anyone he doesn't like or the state doesn't like for some reason, plant something on them as far as drugs goes. Justice doesn't, you know, under zero tolerance, there's no justice, so forget it. The person has no recourse, may never have used drugs, but because somebody planted something on them, there goes all their chances of anything they ever worked for in their life. I think these kind of laws are just a total disgrace to everything that a free society is all about. Yes, we need laws that prohibit people from harming other people, but these kind of laws do the opposite.
Bob, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.